Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. So happy to be back.
Same. Another week. Episode. Exactly. Just what I was about to say. We're so synchronized.
Synchronized.
Oh my God. And I just want to we both have to do a little disclaimer in the beginning because I have a little dog. My dog is visiting me for 2 months and he's laying literally right on top of my lap. And sometimes he gets super loud snores. So if you hear something weird, it's not me. It's my dog.
And my disclaimer today is the rainfall. I assume you can probably hear it. So I hope we're already set. Hopefully it's a meditative little background sound. That's our situation today.
To me it is. So I'm sure they will agree.
Yeah. I mean, I agree as well. I just hope on the microphone it picks up nicely.
Exactly. So Today we're actually going to talk about something that we think is really relevant because it's something that you can do right now or after you listen to this podcast. And it's because we really want to inspire you to have a healthier everyday and do all of these small, different little lifestyle changes and constantly improve so that you can get healthier and healthier each day. And today we will give you our 5 best tips for eating healthier right now. So
Should we just get into it? Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, I think these are just some really practical tips that you guys can really just implement immediately. And that's really the goal because little steps are going to get you to your goal way faster. And so hopefully you can take something really amazing away from this episode. Woo-hoo. So our first tip today is going to be preparing and planning foods and meals ahead of time. So this is a major game changer, especially if you have a busy kind of job, in order to kind of stick to eating healthy, because eating healthy can kind of take a lot of prepping and time to think beforehand and with groceries and everything. And so something that I love to do is to on a Sunday to kind of plan out my week and kind of think of a few things that I want to have that week. And then when I do my groceries, I already get the items that I need for that. And it doesn't have to be every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but just a few so that you have an idea of what you're going towards, especially on the days that kind of are very busy, so that you don't even have to think about anything. You can just get straight into prepping and preparing everything. And then also along with that, is preparing certain ingredients beforehand. So if you have more time, maybe on the weekend, you can maybe roast some potato in the oven or some other vegetables. Maybe you can cook some grains, just so you have those things ready in the fridge already. And that's going to save you so much time during the week that then, you can use for other things.
Definitely. I think prepping and planning is key to staying on top of your week and all of your to-dos, and it's one really good way to show yourself self-love and put that time apart so that, for example, Valentina said, maybe in the weekend, at least for me, Sundays are a prep day, and I love how you can gather inspo throughout the week for recipes, or if you see some inspo on your Insta, and you can save that and then keep it for the time that you're actually going to meal prep or plan. And also prepping in terms of really making sure you prep maybe your celery and you wash it in advance so that each morning you can just juice it straight away and you don't have to do that every single morning, because I know that's not super realistic for everyone when they have to get to their job and be there at 8 a.m. So really like giving yourself that extra time for the prepping and planning, because when it's time for the actual like meal or food or juice, you have given yourself such a huge advance and favor. Yeah, so meal prepping and planning, like doing grocery lists and really getting like a whole recipe bank of different recipes you want to try out in the future, because that will also help you to stay like motivated and try out new things, but also to give yourself that extra little time in advance. So that's a really good and important point. So something you can take away straight away as well. And it leads us kind of into the second point, which is to be creative in the kitchen. And what I mean, or what we mean by this, is that we think food should be something that's fun and that you don't want to like, you don't drag yourself to do it. You really just get up in the morning. You have everything prepped and planned, so you can just like put together a nice smoothie bowl and try out different flavors and not use the same ingredients every single time, because it's really good for your body and your health as well to get like a variety of foods. And eating seasonal is a really good tool or like way of challenging yourself to be more creative in the kitchen, because then you go out and shop some foods that maybe you don't have like a lot in your kitchen, or maybe you've never eaten them. They're completely new to you. And that really is a good creative challenge for you in the kitchen. And I know you're really good with recipes as well, so maybe you have some tips for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree. And I think really focusing on the seasonal aspect is like such an important kind of aspect of it, because it really just encourages you to eat the produce that has the most amounts of vitamins and minerals and like just all of those like available in the fruit and in the vegetables. And so that's something that is super important there. And also I think like with being creative, like really a big part of kind of creating this healthy lifestyle for yourself is making it fun. And that is really just what, you know, a massive point on like being creative in the kitchen, because you really have to find something that where you really find pleasure in it and that like really brings you joy in doing it, because that way then you're also going to stick to it in the long run. And so really just, you know, letting loose a little bit, like Evira said, like just trying things out, like experiment maybe with some foods that you haven't before that you want to try out, just like get creative and just like, you know, whatever you have in the fridge, just like throw it all together and just create something new, like just make it super fun for yourself. And that way you'll also want to actually stick to it way more rather than like being too restrictive or like strict with yourself and then kind of wanting to kind of go out of that eventually. And so just by making it like super realistic and super fun for yourself, it's way easier for you to then in the long run kind of like be more excited to stick with what you're creating for yourself.
Definitely. And I think like the whole creative process of cooking foods is so different for everyone. And I think like if you look at cooking as a broad term, like it can be like sports, but within sports there are so many different sports, and that's the same for cooking. Like maybe you find pleasure in cooking a lot of raw foods or doing smoothie bowls or juices. Like there are so many different things, and once you get to like the experimental part, then you will also be more familiar with what you enjoy. And I mean, being creative, like inviting friends over and listening to maybe if they have any special requests or dietary and like requirements, then you also, that's a chance for you to be creative and doing something fun together.
Yeah, exactly. I was also just gonna say, like, do it with the people that are around you. If you're not a person that like enjoys cooking super much by yourself, then make it so that you do enjoy it. Like whether that's like bringing in some people with you, some family or some friends, or you know, you can watch like cooking shows and kind of get creative and inspiration from there. You know, there's so many different ways to kind of like make this a fun activity for yourself, even if you're not a super like big person like to cook all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So our next point is a big one. This is something that our health coaching school really put an emphasis on, which is the concept of crowding out, which basically means that by kind of bringing in more of the foods that you like and that are good for you and that, like, you know, are healthy for you, you kind of automatically start to crowd out things that aren't good for you because there's less space for that. Meaning, like, for example, if you bring in the celery juice in the morning, maybe there's less room for, I don't know, bacon egg sandwich or something. And so instead, you know, you maybe want something lighter because you already have the celery juice. And so that way you kind of start to, by bringing in the good things and the things that, like, you know, are healthy for you, you automatically kind of start to eliminate the things that maybe aren't so good for you anymore. And so that's like a concept that is super useful. Instead of like trying to eliminate something and like be like, no more of this, kind of like be like more of, you know, the other thing, like more fruits, more vegetables, more, I don't know, celery juice, lemon water, whatever, you know?
I think that's such an important mindset to have as well, because we've talked about this already so many times, but when you're looking to establish a healthier lifestyle in whatever way that like might look to you, it's so important to have a positive mindset around the changes you're doing, so that one, you stay motivated, but also like second, it's actually sustainable in the long run. And crowding out mentality in order to bring in, like, you bring in more so that you crowd out. They go together, because when you bring in more, then there will be less space of what you maybe used to eat. And when you take away some of the things that maybe now you know, like consciously, that, okay, I want to eliminate or reduce the sugar intake that I have each day. And then you're probably going to feel like you don't have a lot of energy. So then that gives you a chance to really bring in more fruits. And then you will get like that natural fruit sugar and energy from that instead. So they really go hand in hand. And I think it's a really important like balance and mindset to have in order to keep like a healthy relationship to foods. And just also keep in mind that like one thing doesn't eliminate the other. Like, it's not either or, but it's finding your own balance. And I think that's also why it's so relevant, because it's something you can like literally do right now as well. Maybe looking at what you're usually having for breakfast and seeing, maybe here I can have some more fruit or having a smoothie bowl instead. And then for lunch, bringing in some more greens, then you will have less space for maybe a huge sandwich with a lot of butter, gluten, sugar, whatever. And also for dinner, and like trying to see where you can bring in more of the good stuff. And that's also like where you will have to be creative and have a little fun, because maybe it doesn't go as planned, but that doesn't matter, because if it's like a healthy, healing meal, at a certain point, like, your taste buds will develop and you will start to love foods that you didn't before. Like, I didn't like peppers at all before, but now I love them. Like, I can't go a day without them.
I love that. No, that's so true. And I think the mindset really plays such a big role in this. It's like really just shifting your focus onto the things that you are doing and you can be doing, rather than on like focusing on the things that maybe you're eliminating or having less of. Like, it's so much easier to then, like, it makes life so much easier when you focus on the things that you can be doing and that you are doing and the positive things, rather than focusing on the things that maybe you can't, you don't want to be doing anymore, or like maybe are having less of, because that's just going to draw yourself more to it. And so, yeah.
We're all grown-ups, and like, no one's forcing us to do these lifestyle changes. And I know that those of you who are listening, and Valentina and myself, like, we actively take these like decisions and make these choices every single day, because it makes us feel so good. And once you start to feel the effect of the food that you're bringing in more of, and as a result, you crowd out some of the other, like, maybe processed foods or inflammatory foods, or no foods if you follow the medical medium protocol, like, you'll start to want to do it. So when you start acting like that person you want to become, like healthier, version of yourself, then you will slowly become it. So next point is learning how to read food labels. And I think this is really something that is a huge help and a huge tool that you can use when maybe you're like getting started on living a healthier lifestyle and you're trying to see maybe what products are better than the others. Because usually when you go to the store, there are like maybe 10 or even 20 different marinara sauces. And like there is only one that has completely clean ingredients. So when you start to learn like what ingredients to look out for and how to quickly read the food labels, because we don't want you standing in like the at the supermarket for hours on end. But it's just like once you learn it, it's like a language and it's so quick. And I think just going like the next time, maybe today, if you're going grocery shopping, just like be mindful and read the labels as a start. And then you can maybe try one new product and see if maybe there are fewer ingredients here or if they have less sugar. And I think like one guideline that I really like to live by when it comes to food labels or ingredients is like the less the better usually, because sometimes for a marinara sauce, like there should really only be like tomatoes, maybe a little bit of olive oil and some onion or basil. And that's like four. But then I will look at the label and I'll see like maybe 20 different ingredients. It's crazy. So that's really something. And also, I don't know if it's like this all over the world, but at least in Sweden and I think in Europe in general, they usually list the ingredients in terms of like the most to the least present in the foods. So maybe in some marinara sauces, speaking about this now, there will be like tomato 50%, it says, and then there's sugar like right after. So then you know that there's a lot of sugar in this product that that's not even necessary to be there, and then there probably be a much healthier product that you can choose from. So I think those are like my best tips when it comes to food labels and ingredients.
No, I completely agree with that. I always think it's so funny when, like, for example, for juices, like sometimes I read the labels and it'll be like, I don't know, an orange pineapple juice. And then the first ingredient will be something like apple juice. Where I'm just like, why is that the first ingredient?
Like, so crazy. Makes no sense.
So yeah, no, that's something that I always look at for as well, like the order of it, because that just tells a lot about the product. Something that I also want to mention with this is like, sometimes, or oftentimes, a lot of the times, companies will, you know, market their products a certain way on the front packaging. Like, I don't know, they'll have like, I don't know, low in sugar or like vegan or healthy or whatever. They'll write that light, exactly, things like that. So don't be fooled by that. Definitely always kind of rely on the ingredient list first before, like, just because a product says healthy or just because a product says vegan doesn't mean that they won't have sugar in it or who knows what. So that's also something that I always kind of like I'm wary of. Like, of course, you like usually the things that like say organic or things like that, it should be verified organic, but still as a first resort, always look at the ingredients. And then another thing, you kind of mentioned this with like the number of ingredients, like definitely less is usually more. But something that I also want to mention with this is like, if you can't read like 50% or more of the ingredient list, then like try to stay away from it. Because typically, like in general, of course, we're always trying to reduce our consumption of like processed foods. But especially with like, you know, these sauces or like, even like cooked chickpeas, sometimes we'll have these like crazy numbers and that, which are all like chemicals and who knows what. And so always just kind of try to opt that have like the purest and least amount of ingredients. I think that's always usually the best option. And yeah, just really just research it. Cause like also oftentimes if like, you know, there's a product where maybe you don't know like one or two of the ingredients, just Google it. And like, usually you'll pretty be able to pretty fast, like figure out what it is. So yeah, I think those are just some really practical tips that you can implement right now when going to the grocery store. And I think also one thing with like grocery shopping is like to shop around the perimeter around of the store, because that's usually where like the freshest things are, and then in the middle is like more processed and like things that kind of like hold, have a shelf life of like a lot longer. And so obviously exactly. Those are the things that we're trying to reduce. So yeah.
And I think like the food labels, like you said, they do a lot of like greenwashing, as making it like this is the healthier alternative, or this is better for the environment, or whatever it might be. But like Valentina said, like you have to be your own detective when it comes to what you're putting into your body, because they really just want to sell a product, and they'll use whatever words they can in order to make it like sound fancy or sound healthy. And I think this like, the point of this point is to give you a little bit more perspective that like, because when you do go to the grocery store, you do it to buy foods that you yourself will cook with. And a lot of times, like, for example, when you eat out, maybe they use that marinara sauce, but you don't eat out every single day. But when you do like use it oftentimes, all of these ingredients that you go to buy, then you want to make sure that they are like the best possible versions. And it's not to like scare you off from all the other products, but just for you to like, it's a good homework to go to the store, like give yourself a little bit of extra time and investigate what are your best options. Like if you're buying tortilla bread for your tacos, like here in Sweden, I found a completely like grain-free, super healthy, good ingredients tortilla bread that I never thought I would find. And that's just because I really looked at the ingredients, and now I can make super delicious like burritos or tacos. So you might find really good ingredients, and that's what I love, because sometimes you find something new that's absolutely amazing, and you will be happy that you investigated it further.
I completely agree. And like again, like make this fun for yourself. I think that's like the main kind of motto for us, at least. Okay, coming to our last point, this is really something that is like kind of ties everything together, but which is the last point here, is making it easy for yourself. So as I mentioned earlier, like it's kind of on the same lines of like making it fun for yourself, but really, if like what you're doing to like eat healthy and have a healthy lifestyle is really difficult, it's very unlikely that you're going to stick to it in the long run, because it's just not realistic and sustainable for you. And so this is really something important to kind of think about kind of in the long term. Like, of course, for a period of time, it's okay, you know, to have like a more intense kind of regimen. But like thinking in the long run, really try to make it super easy for yourself. So some things here are kind of like, for example, something that I love to do, which helps me make healthier choices throughout the day, is having a fridge kind of stocked with a lot of different fresh produce. And this really just like makes me like, if for example, I want a snack, rather than opting for something that's like highly processed or like, you know, in a packaging, I then kind of opt for making something super quick out of the fresh produce that I already have. And by not even having those options in your house in the first place, it's much easier to then like go towards something that's fresh and like not processed, because you don't even have another option, right? So this might kind of sound a bit harsh, but for me, it's worked very well in the past. Like if you have another option there, you'll probably go for that. And so just have that there. And then, you know, for example, like something that I know, I think you also love to do is like prepping a hummus or something for the week.
Love it.
Yeah. Or like, you know, some Powerballs or something like that, just so you have some ready available, like easy, healthy snacks for yourself. You just have to like chop up some veggies maybe, and then you can dip that in a hummus or any kind of dip really. So that's something really good to do. And then also something that is like, that we love to do in my family is kind of to have a few meals that we kind of love to make like on rotation, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever, just to have like a handful of like certain dishes that we like to make and that we really enjoy that are easy to make, so that again, if you have like a day that is super stressful, you already know exactly how to make it, you know exactly the process, you know that you like it, and it's super easy for you, and you can just do it. And then another thing to make things easy for yourself is to kind of batch cook bigger meals, like for example, like a curry or a stew or you know, any kind of like thing like that. You can kind of batch cook, or like even a soup, and then you can freeze it. And then, you know, if you know that, again, like you have a longer day, maybe at work, and you're coming home and don't feel like making yourself a whole meal from scratch, you can just pop it out of the freezer right when you come home or before you leave, so that then you just have to heat it up and you have a healthy meal already ready. And you also save time when making it, because you only have to make it once, but you can benefit from it like 2-3 times, you know, so depending on how much you make, obviously. So yeah, those are some tips for me to kind of make things easier for you.
Yeah, definitely. Naming, dropping all of the good stuff. I love it. And I totally agree with you. And I think, like you said, having some recipes to rotate around, that, you know, like, you know, your muscles, it's like in your muscle memory, what you need, the ingredients, yeah. You can just like have them at home already, and you can just whip something together. And that's really good. And I also think, like, searching for one pot recipe meals, because then there will be like less dishes. So that's also another way to make it easier for yourself, like reducing the dishwash load, of course. And like Valentina said, making a little bit extra, like 2 portions extra when you're actually making a meal, because then you can put it in the freezer and heat it up. And I love that. And I really like prepping hummus in advance. I think having like all of these things available to you, then it's so quick and easy to like snack and take from. Mm-hmm. And I also love to have like avocado home, because then I can make a little avocado on some like rice crackers. And that's a very quick meal. Mm-hmm. And also smoothies, like they're so fast. And it's a really quick way to get like glucose or nutrients and calories in, if you're having certain cravings or really feel like I need fuel right now. And I also wanted to say that dates are like amazing to have in your fridge, because it feels like they don't have an expiring date.
It feels like it, right?
And it's just like amazing. They're so good and delicious if you're craving like something sweet, or you're like trying to reduce your sugar intake, but you still have those cravings. Every once in a while, dates are amazing. And you can also make like date pastes, kind of to put on your smoothie with a little bit of cinnamon. Amazing. And you can also put like some almond butter in it and put it in the freezer, and it's like a really good snack. So you can do a lot of things with dates and other dried fruits, like just keeping all of those things that you love in your home anywhere, then like Valentina said, it will be so much easier to make those healthy choices. And I think you named all of the rest, but as a general like motto to live by, always try to make it easy for yourself in any kind of way. Like, don't go and grocery shop every single day. Plan in advance so you have it at home, and then you can maybe do some batch prepping, meal prepping one day a week, and have all of these like the hummus at home, or a different other like marinara sauce, because you can just add it onto your like potatoes, and it has to, or I mean, it can be super easy and quick that way. And that's what a healthier lifestyle should be all about as well, because it should be fun, creative, and easy.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. And like over time, it's also going to become easier, like kind of automatically, because you kind of start to figure out like what works for you. And especially if you're really new to this, you know, you're going to be trying out a lot of different things, and like you're going to realize that certain things don't work for you as well as others do. And so, just really give yourself the time to really experiment with these things. And then obviously, with time, you're going to figure out exactly what works for you. And then that's going to make the process so much easier and faster, and more fun for you to enjoy as well.
Exactly. Nothing is like easy once you start it for the first time. You have to be consistent and keep giving it a try, and it will just do wonders in the end. And you'll find that it's easier than you thought, it's better than you thought, and it's so tasty and delicious as your taste buds will develop. And everything will be, it will just be integrated into your daily routine after a certain period of time.
No, for sure.
Yeah, and although there are a lot of like other tips we could give, I think these five kind of put it like the most important ones, at least for like me and Valentina, because it's something that you can get your hands on right now and start doing, and taking some of our tips like lightly, as we always say it, with a grain of salt, because it's nothing that you have to do, but they're just really good guidelines that you can try to implement and see how they work out, and maybe hopefully it will become a little bit easier for you to become that healthier version of yourself.
And always just take what applies to you and leave what doesn't. Like, we're just here to kind of give you a sea of things to experiment with and like to try out. But obviously there's no like magic, I don't know, way to kind of figure this
Solution.
out. Yeah, exactly. So really just trial and error for yourself. And yeah, exactly. So yeah, this was such a fun episode. I really hope that you guys were able to benefit from some of these tips. Maybe you learned something new. And
Hopefully.
yeah, just try things out. And obviously, if you need our help, we're always open for DMs. That didn't make sense. That was not a
We're always
sentence.
open for DMs. Open hours.
Our DMs are always open. That's what I meant to say. If you need our support or help along this journey, so yeah, just always know
Yeah,
that.
we love talking to you. So just like really don't be afraid to reach out because we're more than happy to give our advice or whatever it might be.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Alrighty. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to
Talk
you
to you
next
next
week.
week.
Bye.
Bye.